Welcome to The Direct Effect, where sharper insights fuel better direct response marketing strategies. I'm your host, Sam, and in today's episode, we are diving into a crucial topic: the common pitfalls in direct mail testing and how to overcome them. When asked about new ideas and strategies for future campaigns, at least 79% of marketers indicated they are likely to test at least one, if not all, of these elements: list, offer, creative, and digital integration. Yet, testing direct mail campaigns has challenges that can derail even the most well-thought-out plans. Let's dive into the four big headaches you might run into when testing direct mail. First up, wasting spend. Budget limitations or misallocation can cause significant problems. You're caught between investing heavily in promising strategies with the risk of poor scalability, or cautiously testing unproven tactics and risk underinvestment. Navigating this tightrope requires focusing on learning rather than just earning. By testing broadly, you reduce waste and determine impactful factors. Even if some tests fail, a big win can outweigh smaller losses. SQL uses factor tests to test multiple variables simultaneously, providing quicker insights without an inflated budget. Next, lack of expertise. Campaign testing is a nuanced discipline. Many organizations, especially those new to direct mail, lack the necessary in-house skills. This can lead to inefficient testing processes and inaccurate conclusions. Often, brands avoid testing due to inefficient methodologies. SQL response clients gain access to a team of experts who ensure effective and innovative campaigns, overcoming in-house limitations. Third, overlooking digital pre-testing. This method can test possible creative elements and even audiences for your direct mail campaign in a digital environment. Many marketers neglect this opportunity, missing crucial refinements before a full-scale launch. Digital pre-testing covers design layouts, headlines, CTAs, offers, and audience segments. Leveraging digital strategies like Prospector ensures your message is finely tuned, maximizing campaign impact. Finally, focusing too heavily on profit. Many marketers judge a test's performance solely on metrics like response rate or cost per acquisition. While important, this narrow focus can misinform strategies. Advocate for a holistic approach using metrics like sales rate, customer acquisition cost, ROI, and lifetime customer value. For example, while a test might show a lower overall sales rate, it could result in higher revenue per piece mailed when viewed through a long-term lens. Overall, factor test provides a comprehensive solution to the common problems in direct mail testing. By addressing budget limitations, expertise gaps, inefficient processes, and narrow performance metrics, SQL ensures your direct mail campaigns are optimized for success. Well, that's it for today's episode of The Direct Effect. If your current testing strategy isn't delivering the results you want, consider starting a conversation with a SQL strategist. Tune in next time, where we'll continue to unravel marketing strategies and insights that create a direct effect on your campaign performance. See ya!